So you deny what Hitchens is saying when he thinks you were making distinctions and somehow suggesting that Mormons weren't real
Christians. Why didn't Hitchens challenge that that night if he felt that?
Well, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking
about
you. Well,
you brought him up. Hitchens, I'm telling you what I meant, and I'm telling you what I said. I'm also telling you what Hitchens said. Hitchens, according to what you just played, attacked the Mormons. Hitchens did. It's strange that Romney didn't attack Hitchens. Hitchens is not attacking Romney. I'm the one that belonged to a race that couldn't join the Mormons, and I'm the one that's the bigot.
But
now, you talking about trying to pass the buck,
all right, but in
it
closing,
would be funny if
this.
It wasn't so sad.
You are valuing Mormons' belief in God the way you were a Pentecostal or the way you would a Methodist or the way you would a Presbyterian.
If someone said that when I was running for president, that the religious group I was a part of was racist against another group, and somebody else said, well, if somebody, others that really believe in God, because I don't accept that as a belief in God, I would have to defend why I was a member of that group. Did I denounce that? Did I change? When did I change? I certainly couldn't turn around and call them a bigot for being a victim of what my denomination once perpetrated. I think the same way front page of the New York Times and others went at Obama and asked him questions about his past, who never said anything like that, now I have responsibility to say, well, Governor Romney, were you a Mormon then when this was taught by the church? When did you denounce it? When did you change? I think that we've got to play the game by one set of rules, but calling me a bigot to raise questions about bigotry, I think that it would be laughable if it wasn't so serious and had been played out through this campaign.